Memphis police chief calls it heinous and inhumane. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
This is not just a professional failing. This is a failing of basic humanity toward another individual.
She's calling for change over the videotaped beating that left a man dead 3 days after a traffic stop confrontation.
Memphis Police Chief Sarah Lynn Davis says not only were five officers fired over the beating death of 29-year-old Tyree Nichols during a traffic stop earlier this month, more officers are now being investigated for violating department policies. And the video of the incident, which she says is graphic, will be made public and people need to remain calm.
None of this is a calling card for inciting violence or destruction on our community or against our citizens.
That video could be released within a couple of weeks.
Fox's Evan Brown, multiple investigations continue. Better than expected growth for the U.S. economy in the fourth quarter, 2.9%, though lower than quarter three, as President Biden heads to Virginia to defend his agenda as Republicans push for spending cuts. More turbulence for Southwest Airlines, reporting an earnings loss after canceling more than 16,000 flights over a holiday season disrupted in part by bad weather.
It hit all the airlines, but Southwest was unable to rebound, canceling around two-thirds of all their flights for 3 days in a row to reset. The company said that those December disruptions reduced pre-tax profit by $800 million, plus an additional $390 million in extra costs. That's mainly in compensation.
Fox Business's Madison Allworth, the U.S. Transportation Department is investigating whether unrealistic scheduling of flights played a role, considered an unfair and deceptive practice under federal law. In a statement today, Southwest says its systems were stressed while working to recover from multiple days of cancellations in the wake of an unprecedented storm. America is listening to Fox News.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
The first witness takes the stand in the murder trial of a now disbarred South Carolina attorney accused of killing his wife and one of his sons.
The prosecutors first called Colleton County Sheriff Sergeant Daniel Green to the stand. He arrived first to the scene of the murders of Alec Murdaugh's wife Maggie and son Paul. Defense attorney Dick Harpootlian focused in on multiple tire tracks and footprints and asked Green about steps taken to preserve the scene.
Will you do your best not to contaminate anything?
And this is your best.
What you're looking at right now is standard procedure.
Harpootlian has said investigators never bothered to look for any other suspects other than Murdaugh. Green says Murdaugh told him at the scene he believed Maggie and Paul were killed because of a boating accident involving Paul in which a girl was killed. Her family was suing the Murdaughs at the time. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Sheriff's officials in California say they're finding no known connection between the 11 people killed at a dance hall and the 72-year-old gunman who later killed himself last weekend. For now, though, that investigation continues. A turning point in a long journey for a Fox News correspondent who survived an attack in Ukraine.
Nearly a year after being injured covering the war in Ukraine, Fox News foreign correspondent Benjamin Hall is talking about recovery and gratitude for all who saved him, telling Fox and Friends he feels stronger than ever despite his injuries.
I've got one leg, I've got no feet, I see through one eye, I've got one workable hand, I was burnt all over.
Believing immediately after the Russian attack outside Kyiv, which killed two colleagues.
I heard a familiar voice, as real as anything I'd ever known. Daddy, you've got to get out of the car.
In his upcoming memoir, Hall saying his young daughters gave him strength to crawl out of the car, which was then hit by another bomb. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Stocks are higher right now. The Dow's up 67 points. Oil getting back over $81 a barrel. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.